at the price to build, but if you can consider the cost of not building, with interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000. Or a 100 by 150 for under 120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Ohio election lawsuit thrown out. The Chief Justice of the Ohio Supreme Court today threw out the challenge to the state's presidential election results. The 40 voters who brought the case will likely be able to refile a challenge. Chief Justice Thomas Moyer ruled the request improperly challenged two separate election results, but Ohio law only allows one race to be challenged in a single complaint. Challenge backed by the Reverend Jesse Jackson and Cliff Arnbeck, a Columbus attorney for the Massachusetts-based Alliance for Democracy. They accused Bush's campaign of what was called high-tech vote stealing. Claiming fraud, they cited reports of voting machine errors, double counting of ballots, a shortage of voting machines in predominantly minority precincts as reasons to throw out the results. The complaint questioned how the actual results could show Bush winning when exit poll interview findings on election night showed Kerry would win 52% of the vote in Ohio. The allegations based on an analysis comparing the presidential race to Moyer's Supreme Court race against a Cleveland municipal judge. Meanwhile, Ohio's 88 counties are doing a recount of some of those November votes. In Washington state today, the disputed governor's election is headed into court. Republican leaders plan to sue King County over 573 newly discovered absentee ballots that could change the outcome of the closest governor's race in state history. The county canvassing board voted yesterday to prepare those ballots for inclusion in the current hand recount of all votes cast on November 2nd. King County, a Democratic stronghold, Republicans want the county to first investigate the ballots before they're counted. Republican Tino Rossi leads Democrat Christine Gregoire by 261 votes in the first count, 42 votes after a machine recount. The latest word is Rossi's gained 79 votes in the hand recount, pushing his lead to 121, but they're worried about those 500-plus new ballots. Saddam Hussein get to meet with a lawyer for the first time today. The head of Saddam Hussein's legal team says the former Iraqi dictator is in good health and good spirits. Saddam met with a lawyer for the first time since his capture just about a year ago. The meeting comes as Iraq prepares to start trials of some of his top deputies. It's unclear when Saddam's next court appearance will take place. Interim Iraqi Prime Minister Iyadallawi said earlier this week trials of Iraq's former Ba'ath Party leaders will begin next week, but Saddam reportedly won't be among those appearing in court. Secretary of State Colin Powell says the United Nations seems to be on track preparing for elections in Iraq next month, and he says the UN is expanding its presence outside Baghdad to cities such as Basra and Erbil. He also says the UN will increase the number of election experts there for the election. This is Air America Radio News.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying the biggest selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we got answers.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868, 800-720-5868, that's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
This is Catherine Lanfer of the Al Franken Show. Al's in Iraq, and Joe Connison and I are out here on the International Space Station. Not much food left up here. We're playing darts. Uh-oh. Looks like we're losing oxygen. Okay, coming up, we've got the American Prospect's Michael Tomasky, Slate's Chris Solentrop, DailyCoast.com's Marcos Melitzis, and North Dakota's Lloyd Omdahl.
Good evening, truth seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. I know you've got important things to do tonight, but thanks for taking out some time to tune into the program. Oi, oi, do we have a program for you tonight? First, I want to thank a couple of people. First, the Democratic Meetup Group here in Atlanta, who so graciously invited me to come participate in one of their evenings. Last night, they asked me to talk about stuff, which we did. And by we, I mean I and other members of the group. What a crowd, huh, Kathy? I mean, unbelievable. Enormous crowd. That's the first time I think I've ever spoken at a standing room only crowd. You know, I really do. A lot of folks turned out for that. And it was really, I hate words like inspiring, but it was real inspiring to see how many people. And don't forget, we're in Atlanta, okay? This is Atlanta, which is in Georgia. But here all these folks were, and they have a great group. They meet periodically. They stay in touch via email. They're activists of the highest order. A lot of these folks, well, some of these folks are my age, younger, a few older, who have really, really spent certain part of their adult lives either working for Democratic Party ideals or progressive ideals or liberal ideas, combination of all, or at least trying to educate other people as to what it means to be a liberal. It was refreshing. You know, I was trying to think of a word coming out of there. Refreshing. The last time I went to an industry meetup in the talk radio business, I came away feeling like I needed a shower, not because the people organizing it were bad, but because everybody there was a right-wing pissant. Ooh, already? You've only been on the air 3 minutes. You're going to start with the bad language? But anyway, coming out last night, and Kathy came along, and so did Molly, coming out last night, I just felt like, wow, just refreshed. I guess that's the word, refreshed. A lot of energy in that room, and thanks to that group for inviting me. And especially thanks to Nancy Skinner, who sat in on this program last night and did 3 hours of covering for me. And in her own right, I mean, you know, Nancy is a talk show host, and it was just very gracious of her to do that. Thanks, Nance. Now, tonight, Bush and Karl Rove and the thugs in the White House put together a toy economic conference. Did you see this thing? Oh, please. I mean, you talk about a circle jerk. Here these guys are, right, all sitting around in this place doing what? This is supposed to be an economic... economic conference. Did you catch any of it? It was so embarrassing. And Bush, it was a classic Bush with crappy grammar, garbled syntax, nonsensical statements that we'll have for you. Proved yet again he can't even read a prepared speech, much less comprehend the underlying issues. Watching him read from prepared notes and screwing that up, and then thinking about somebody like Clinton, the way Clinton could sit there and discuss, oh, God, it's just so awful. Oh, it's awful. I can't believe it. You know, you'd think by now his script writers would understand his limits and keep it simple, like, you know, keep it on the C-spot run level, you know, like war is good, tax is bad, that kind of thing. It would be funny if it weren't so tragic, if it weren't so disgusting, embarrassing, and contemptible. I have about as much respect for this twerp as I have for who? Kathy, quick, give me an analogy here. I'm just no good at thinking that quickly. It's just a waste of time to talk about him. But what are you going to do? He's the CEO of the country. What a moron. What an absolute moron. We'll have some sound from that so-called conference, economic conference. Oh, my God. We'll have some sound for you later. Got an email here from Rick in Bellingham, Washington. This has to do with the valid votes in Washington State that the Republicans want to destroy. Rick writes, Mike, since the so-called liberal media is doing a poor job reporting on the contested governor's race here in Washington State, I thought I'd alert you to an annoying turn of events. This morning, the Washington State Republican Party announced that it was going to court to fight the decision to include the recently discovered, uncounted 573 votes in the heavily Democratic King County. Now, let me pause from Rick's email for a second. Do you understand what this is? This is not tinfoil hat stuff. This is not weird stuff. This is not conspiracy stuff. This is not valid theft. This is not, you know, this is not hanging chads. This is not black box voting. This is 573 ballots that were discovered, and these crappy, filthy Republicans don't want them counted. Huh? Rick goes on. These votes had been uncounted in the previous machine recount, not because there was anything at all wrong with the ballot or the status of the voter, but rather because the machines in the system wrongly rejected them. That's all. Yeah, no, let me digress. Again, do you understand this? This is so simple. Hey, here's some more votes to count. Nothing's chummed, nothing contested, no hanging anything, no signature, no boxes not checked. Here, just count the votes. And the Republicans, you wonder why I call them Nazis? Are you kidding me? You wonder why I refer to them as reincarnated Soviet politicians from the 50s and 60s? And say, are you serious? These Republicans, I wouldn't give you 10 cents for a whole stack of them. They are just thugs. They are liars and cheats. Unbelievable. 573 votes to be counted. And they, now. Rick goes on, there's no dispute over the validity of the ballots. King County Elections Director Dean Logan even accepted full responsibility for the error and made it clear that there was no reason to exclude them from the hand recount. And yet, the Republican Party is going to court to ensure that these unfairly rejected votes stay uncounted. But isn't this the sort of thing that a hand count is supposed to address? That's the whole point of a hand recount, to ensure that we get vote tallies that are not tainted by machine or computer system errors. Rick goes on, in a race this close, that's vitally important. The Republicans would willfully ignore so many valid votes to retain a statistically insignificant 42-vote lead. That they would do that speaks volumes about their lack of principles and their disrespect for the democratic process. Rick in Bellingham. Yeah, it's astonishing, isn't it? I mean, the depth of ignorance, venality, muddy thinking, deceit, treachery that you can find inside the heart of Republicans like this is astonishing. How did these people get so evil? How did these Republicans, is it because they are, as a group, losers? Oh, they have the money. I'm not talking about the money. But they are losers as far as a decent life that's unclouded by fear and anxiety. I mean, how do these people exist knowing that their kids hate them, their neighbors hate them, God hates them? I'm talking about Republicans, their God. You know, they constructed this hideous God of theirs, these right-wing Republican people did. And now that they've constructed him, he hates them because they are hypocritical. But I cannot understand this, and I'm not even going to try. I'll just call them names. Huh? They're pissants. They're degenerates. I'm not even going to try to understand why, when 573 votes are found that are valid, legitimate, legal, proper, necessary for a full count, these punks and thugs and whiners say, now we'll go to court. They'll go to court to stop a fair counting of the election. It's incredible. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people from the bottom of my heart? And even more intensely because it's Christmas. I really hate them at Christmas because they point out, in contrast, just how rotten they are to the core. You know, starting with the sewer rat Hannity and the pig man Limbaugh and all the way down through this society. Every time you find a Republican, you find a liar, a cheat, a sneak, and a deceiver. You guys are going to spend a long time in this hell you constructed. Count on it. Oh, Mike, there you go again. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us. It's Air America Radio. They're waving flags and guns and quoting from the Bible. I hate Republicans. I hate Republicans, baby, again. And the Republicans. I hate that old
Hi, yeah, I'm looking for a tree.
Well, we got a lot to choose from. How tall?
About 8 feet.
How about this spruce right here? I got that nice and full. Look at that, right at 8 feet.
Yeah, I'll take it. And $3,000 cash back would be good.
Yeah, well, so would a back massage from a Swedish flight attendant.
Is that a no?
Remember, great deals on 2004 models and more can only be found at Kia's year-end event. Get $3,000 cash back on the Sedona minivan, $2,000 cash back on the rugged midsize Sorento SUV, and 0% financing on the luxurious Amante full-size sedan, all with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Because only Kia can offer stylish, well-equipped cars for a lot less than the competition.
Say, can you guarantee that tree for 10 years?
How about 10 minutes?
So hurry, Kia's year-end event ends January 3rd. And remember, it's only at Kia. Cash back from Kia Motors America varies by model. Short-term financing available to well-qualified buyers through qualified lender. Must take delivery from retail stock by 1305. See retailer for warranty and incentive details or go to Kia.com.
Well, Mr. Quinton, I have your loan application here. I see you want to finance one of our big screen TVs.
Oh, yeah, I love that TV.
Of course you do. The thing is, your credit report has a few hiccups or bumps.
Well, bumps, yes.
What we call red flags or warnings.
You see, I can...
Actually, you have huge gaping chasms of incredibly bad decision-making.
Okay, I can explain.
I mean monumental credit mistakes. I mean, phenomenally ridiculous, laughable, really. I mean, oh, Mr. Quinton... Oh, I gotta frame this one.
Before you go for a loan, be prepared with Score Power from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score, all for just $14.95. It's the first step to getting the things you want. So check out Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free, and that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-two past the hour. In Columbus, Ohio, the Ohio Supreme Court's Chief Justice today threw out a challenge to election results, the presidential election results there. There are 40 voters who brought the case, and they probably can refile the challenge. The Chief Justice there, Thomas Moyer, ruled that the petition, the plaintiff, the request, whatever, improperly challenged two separate election results. And Ohio law only allows one race at a time in a single complaint. Now, you know, it makes you wonder, okay, the judge, I guess we can't fault the judge for upholding the law. You got to wonder who in the hell filed the complaint. You know, who's working on behalf of the Democrats in Ohio Bless their hearts. I know it's mostly volunteers. Okay, but it's that kind of crap. Can you imagine Republican petition having that huge of an error? So it gets tossed out. So what happens now? Okay, back to square one. Why do we always unholster our pistols and carefully shoot ourselves in the foot? Why do we do this, huh? Why do we do this? Anyway, the suit claims fraud. The 40 voters who brought the case, they talked about voting machine errors, double counting of ballots, shortage of voting machines in so-called minority precincts, all sorts of reasons to fill out the result, throw out the results in Ohio. But no, it has to be filed incorrectly. Damn! It's so irritating. So irritating. The judge wrote in defense of his tossing the complaint out, he said, quote, were this court to sanction this sort of consolidation, it would establish a precedent whereby 25 voters could challenge in a single case the election results of every statewide race and issue on the ballot in any given election. That was part of the decision by the judge. So, okay, I don't know. I don't live in Ohio. I don't know all the bloody, filthy, murky details here, but it sounds like the judge is making sense. And it leaves me with that nasty, familiar taste in my mouth once again of Democrats going off half-cocked, not stopping and thinking and organizing. And I'm not necessarily talking about the people who filed the petition. It's because we Democrats no longer have the foundation, the structure, the organization to fight these bastards. We just don't do it. You know, we run around and say, well, the group I addressed last night has the right idea. You organize. You get together. You start building your organization. Then when somebody files a lawsuit, there's 8 or 12 or 50 attorneys working with you pro bono who will take a look at your complaint and say, okay, it's okay, file it. Or they'll look at it and say, no, you can't consolidate issues, election issues here in Ohio. Rewrite it. It's just so irritating. All right. I get madder at my people than I do at these monkeys. I expect the monkeys, the Republicans, to act like asses. That's all they are. They're vile and slimy. I don't have to go through that rap again. But our side, our people, we don't understand election law. We busted our asses to get these election laws. It was Democrats who tried to make sure that everybody got a fair shake. It was Democrats who put their bodies on the line, whether it was for so-called minorities or gays or liberals or even these punk Republicans. We're the ones that did it. We're the ones that lobbied Congress and state legislatures to get laws passed that ensured fairness, that some freak couldn't come along and overturn an entire election process. We did that. We're the ones who establish justice and fair play in this country. We represent inclusion and honor and decency and dignity. Not Republicans. Never Republicans. They represent greed and divisiveness and war and death and destruction. So why can't we file a complaint properly, huh? Why can't we? You see what? You understand? I'm sure you share my anger at this. And I don't want to hear any excuses. I don't want to say, we're underfunded. Oh, screw that. And call up a rich liberal and get some damn money so you can, if you can't get a pro bono attorney in Ohio, for God's sake, in Columbus or wherever, to take a look at what you're about to file, then put it on your Visa card. What was this article I saw today? Democracy in this country hangs by a thread in Ohio. Jesus. And we have to file the papers wrong. Somebody sent me this. Eisenhower. Should any political party attempt to abolish Social Security, unemployment insurance, and eliminate labor laws and farm programs, you would not hear of that party again. There is a tiny splinter group, of course, that believes you can do these things. Among them are H.L. Hunt, a few other Texas oil millionaires, and an occasional politician or businessman from other areas. Their number is negligible, and they are stupid. That's Republican President Dwight Eisenhower, a war hero, too. Stupid. Their number is negligible, and they are stupid. Not anymore, Ike.
Republican side!
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology. With the Phantom. With 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed, or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster. It's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Friday's Morning Sedition. We're talking with Marine Staff Sergeant Jimmy Massey again. He says he and his comrades killed innocent Iraqis, and now he's making news by testifying at the trials of accused deserters. You know, people who don't want to kill innocent people. And if that segment doesn't make you pee your pants laughing, we've also got comedy, including a visit to Planet Bush on Friday's Morning Sedition.
On Air America Radio.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Got an email from Dale regarding the recount effort in Ohio. He says the Secretary of State, Blackwell, who is also Bush's Ohio re-election co-chair, Blackwell has sent an attorney representative to each of the 88 counties to assure that new ballots are not counted. Needless to say, Dale writes, this is not making it to the news. No, of course not. I guess that's Blackwell's way of making sure that those lousy little election supervisors in various counties in Ohio don't decide, oh, I've changed my mind. I'm no longer a cretinous Republican. I'm going to allow a whole bunch of uncounted or non-existent ballots for John Kerry. God, these people are sick. Audrey in Boston sent this to me. We were talking the other night about that bumper, not bumper sticker, but the thing around a license plate that that we see every once in a while. Warning, in case of rapture, this car will be unmanned. Well, Audrey sent me one. She said, this would be a good one. I put a bumper sticker that says, in case of rapture, can I have your car? Yeah, we ought to have one of those, Kathy. I swear to God, we ought to have one of those. Just pull around in front of those great big SUVs that say, in case of rapture. The Sacramento County, that's in California, the coroner's office there, issued a statement the other day confirming that former investigative reporter Gary Webb committed suicide with two, count them, two gunshots to the head. Yeah, there was a bunch of phone calls from the usual freaks, you know, conspiracy freaks, tinfoil hat wearers, people like me, people like you, Democrats, people who believe that there is a definite effort to destroy the press in this country, that part of it that has not already become, willing participants in its own destruction, and also to kill, literally to kill, people who get in the way of the Bush crime family. Thus, it has always been, thus, it will always be. So here it is. Gary Webb shot himself twice in the head. Okay. What, once in each eye? The statement was issued because of the number of calls. This is according to the Sacramento Bee. Because of the number of calls that had flooded the coroner's office since it was reported Sunday by the Sacramento Bee that Gary Webb's death was caused by more than one wound. Now, you know who Gary Webb is. If you don't, do a Google. Webb's, now, there's this. Webb's ex-wife, Sue Bell, discounted the theories that he had been killed by whoever. Right? Other than suicide. Webb's ex-wife, Sue Bell, discounted these theories, saying the 49-year-old Webb had been distraught for some time over his inability to get a job at another major newspaper. Ms. Bell said, the way he was acting would be hard for me to believe it was anything but suicide. End quote. She said that before he died, Webb wrote and mailed notes to family members and placed his baby shoes in his mother's shed, Webb also had paid, according to Bell, for his own cremation earlier in the year and had named Bell, Miss Bell, months ago as the beneficiary of his bank account. That's according to his ex-wife, Sue Bell. She went on to say he had sold his house last week because he could no longer afford the mortgage and was upset that his motorcycle had been stolen last week. He had apparently laid out his driver's license before taking his father's .38 caliber pistol, which he kept in his nightstand, to shoot himself. The coroner said it's unusual in a suicide case to have two shots, but it is a distinct possibility. Jesus. Okay, well, and why did Walt Wellstone's plane crash? And why? And remember the Enron guy committed suicide by shooting himself in the back of the head? And Hatfield. What was Hatfield's first name? James Hatfield, I think it was James. His suicide, and if you want to go back far enough, Carnahan. I mean, it just goes on and on, doesn't it? Huh? So, two gunshot wounds to the head. That's both inflicted. Oh, and somebody sent me an email, said the body now has been turned over from the coroner's office to family members, or maybe his ex-wife, and it's going to be cremated. So that's the end of that story. Do you understand? That's it. Story's finished. Gary Webb committed suicide, shot himself twice in the head. Is that can you do that? Literally? Can you shoot yourself in the head and then shoot yourself in the head again? I mean, a head wound? Oh, my God. Okay, there's a couple more here. I've got to get on the table before we go to phone calls. Senator Trent Lott. Trent Lott.
Well, you know what, Strom? If we just would have kept the niggers in their place and elected you president, hell, this country would be a lot better, boy. You know what I'm saying? That's right. That's right, Strom. Here, you want some cake? That's a good boy. You know, it's a shame them niggers got to vote and everything. Well, Strom, here, you want some whiskey? How about abroad? Jesus.
Anyway, that Trent Lott told the Biloxi Chamber of Commerce, I'm not a fan of Secretary Rumsfeld. I don't think he listens enough to his uniformed officers. He ought to be replaced. He ought to be replaced. I'm not calling for his resignation, but I think we need a change at some point. And then, if you remember earlier this week, McCain on Monday told the Associated Press he has no confidence in Rumsfeld, but he says, I'm not calling on Rumsfeld's resignation. Why don't they? What's wrong with these? Well, don't ask that question. Don't ask that question, Malloy. Come on. But this is a clear example of the lack of integrity in the hearts and minds of both of these slobs, Trent Lott and John McCain. And John McCain, because he's a coward. He's an absolute spineless, gutless coward. Maybe they cut his spine out of him when he was in the Hanoi Hilton. I don't know. Maybe that happened. Maybe the torture, maybe the isolation that they put on old McCain after they caught him because his plane got shot down after he'd bombed and strafed and killed Christ himself, only knows how many civilians in North Vietnam. Okay, hey, war's hell, right? War's hell. Civilians, sorry, collateral damage, dead, death, arms blown up, ruptured, you know, whatever. So McCain, though, comes back to this country, does his thing, runs for president, runs up against these punks and killers. Well, maybe that's it. They're killers in the Bush crime family. And McCain just turns around and starts licking his own butt. I've never seen anything like it. What happened in South Carolina, remember that? Excuse me, I'm going to act like a dog now. You whipped me like a cur. Now I'm going to sit here and lift my leg and lick. You know, that's what dogs do. I have no respect for McCain. Lott? To hell with Lott. So here you have these two Republicans saying, well, we're not asking for him for his resignation, but we think you ought to resign. But we're not asking for his resignation, but, you know, I like to see a chat. I'm not calling for resignation. Oh, God. These people make me sick. They really do. They make you sick. And the latest on Bernie Kerik's love nest? Huh? Did you probably saw it in the Times the other day? Not just his ties to the mob, not just his greed and his insistence on payoffs from vending the cigarette sales to prisoners. What a slime ball this guy is, huh? What a slime ball. An apartment that had been donated for use by exhausted September 11th rescue workers was where Bernie decided to hold his little get some on the side, extramarital liaisons. Don't you love these Republicans? Aren't they filthy? Aren't they just... And it's their hypocrisy. I frankly don't give a damn if somebody cheats on their husband or their wife. It's none of my business. You know, take it up with your divorce attorney. Take it up with your God. Take it up with your spouse. I don't care. But it's the Republicans who make such a big deal about it. Right?
Oh, my God, Bill Clinton, Monica, oh, the Republic is going to come crashing down. The boys who died at Dunkirk are tossing in their graves. The people that died at Hiroshima are writhing and writhing, you know, that kind of crap because of Clinton and Monica.
But these Republicans, just one after another, right? What a bunch of hypocritical thugs. They make me sick. You know, forget the part of dealing with a construction company with ties to the mafia. Forget, you know, what, three wives, four wives, the two of which didn't even, bigamy, lost children. What, does he have bastard sons and daughters or something? I don't know. I have no idea. But remember, the only reason he stepped down from Bush's appointment was because he had an invisible nanny from an invisible country. For whom he did not file the invisible tax returns on her invisible earnings. And, of course, the news media, for the most part, you know, I mean television, they've either dropped the story or they validated for the American public the BS, the hype.
Yeah, well, it was a nanny, you know, like, well, Bill Clinton's people had the same problem.
God. Okay. We'll be back. It's Air America Radio.
Dear Mr. President, because the state of our feelings can narrow the range of our insights, deceptions are easily hidden in presumptions of innocence. And because every brick in hell is molded by habits and perspectives, war is always compelled by limits and understanding. Therefore, for dignity, please remember, any spiritual precept thought to be above criticism is too vainly filled with pride to leave room for divine humanity or moral governance. For contemplative education at Motto Citizens, behind the book and the oracle for the way to see whole, my name is Gola Wolf Richards. And for victory over blood spilled by confusion, I believe that nothing beats a failure but a try. Therefore, I wrote and recorded Silver Lessons for Global Citizenship, among other works that are Speaking for Virtue at MOTTOCitizens.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free better sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
It's about 8:30 before the hour. This is just funny. The bumper sticker that we got from, who was it? In Boston, who sent it? Audrey? Here's one from Angus. Angus says, I've seen the In Case of Rapture, Can I Have Your Car bumper sticker, but my favorite for utter tastelessness is God was my co-pilot, but we crashed in the Andes and I had to eat him. You people are sick. You people are really sick. All right, one more thing here before the break. This was in the Post yesterday. Two plainclothes, Loudoun County, that's in Virginia. Sheriff's investigators showed up at Pamela Albaugh's house. When they told her they were there, she got angry. A complaint had been filed alleging that her 11-year-old son had made, quote, anti-American and violent, close quote, statements in school. Okay? Now, she said she was aware of the incident at the Belmont Ridge Middle School. That's where her son was assigned to write a letter to U.S. Marines. And the boy responded, according to his teacher, by saying, "I wish all Americans were dead and that American soldiers would die." The mother and her child says that the boy, they deny that the boy wished his countrymen dead. I don't know what that means. Does that mean he didn't write it or what? Now, Ms. Alba is a U.S. citizen. Her husband is an Israeli who manages a Leesburg movie company. Mom described her son as a rambunctious student who has long opposed armies of any kind. Okay, that's good, but 11 years old, my God, when did he start opposing armies, right? Anyway, Mom said he refused the Veterans Day assignment and told his teacher that the Marines, quote, might as well die as much as I care, end quote. Whatever was said, the words apparently caused this the phone calls, conferences, and an in-school suspension, and then the police showed up. Mom said thought the whole thing was resolved in school until these investigators showed up last week. And she said what happened then was 2 hours of intense personal questioning. They asked how she felt about 9/11 in the military. They asked whether she knows any foreigners who have trouble with American policy. And then, get this, they mentioned a German friend who had been staying with the family and asked whether the friend sympathized with the Taliban. Okay. And how did they know that the family had a German friend? Oh, well. They also inquired, these two thugs, whether Mom might be teaching her children anti-American values. Right? Toward the end of the conversation, Mom's husband, Dad, arrived home. Dad said that the two of them then spent another hour, the two investigators spent another hour talking to Dad, mostly about his life in Israel and his 4 years in an elite combat unit there. What do they think? This guy is secretly telling his kid, or the kid overhears the parents talking about some kind of ugly plot against members of the United States government, so the kid picks up on it, and I guess that's their line of thinking, right? Their line of thinking. Mom said it was intimidating. I told them it's like a George Orwell novel, that it felt like they were the thought police. If someone would have asked me 5 years ago if this was something my government would do, I would have said never. A spokesman for the Sheriff's Department said, quote, whenever there's a complaint that a child in a school is using language that is threatening or with violent overtones, we have an obligation to look into it. Really? Okay. The parents said that the young boy's words were those of a confused adolescent whose views of the world are still being formed. The mom and dad believe that the parents, the authorities were called partly because he has a foreign-sounding name and accented English from years of living abroad. Apparently the family has lived in India, Europe, and Israel before moving to the United States in 2000. Now, a law professor at Georgetown said the boy's statement in class is protected by the Constitution. Well, duh. The professor said there's no indication from the student making an anti-American statement that violence to the school would follow. The FBI and the government should be investigating real terrorists, not children who criticize the United States. So one more example of life in Bush's America. We had a weird thing happen the other day, not like this, but I wanted to renew my post office box, and they said, "Well, we need to ask you questions," and they did. We had to answer questions about it. So what's this about? Well, this is from the Homeland Security Act. We need an update every 2 years on where you live, two pieces of identification, one that has to have a photo, where you live, your home phone number, your date of birth. Yeah, okay. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Make no mistake about it. The jockeying has already begun for the 2008 Democratic presidential nod. And the most interesting name to surface as a potential contender is that of the senator who made up the Democratic half of the McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform juggernaut. Russ Feingold, the progressive Democrat who cast the sole vote in the Senate against the Patriot Act, just got reelected by a wide margin in the swing state of Wisconsin, running as a critic of the Iraq War and corporate free trade deals, and, of course, as a defender of civil liberties. He ran almost 150,000 votes ahead of the Kerry Edwards ticket. Now, a number of Democratic blogs are talking up the prospect of a Feingold presidential run. And Hotline, the online political Bible, says he just accomplished an impressive victory in a heartland swing state in a year that wasn't so kind to Democrats. Hotline says look to Feingold as a new voice for the party as it moves forward. For more on Feingold, visit thenation.com. I'm John Nichols for Air America Radio.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Ohio challengers will have to try again. The Ohio Supreme Court's Chief Justice today threw out a challenge to the state's presidential election results on a technicality. The judge ruled the request improperly challenged two separate election results, and he ruled the state law does not allow voters to challenge the results of more than one race in a single complaint. But the challenge of the election results on behalf of 40 voters can be refiled. In the Ukraine, opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko starkly accused the government today of poisoning him in what he called an attempted political murder to knock him out of the presidential race. He says his massive dioxin dose probably came at a dinner 3 months ago with Ukraine's security chief. Yushchenko laid the blame unequivocally on the government of President Leonid Kuchma and Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych, his opponent in the election, which will be decided in a December 26th repeat of their runoff. Yushchenko now appears confident despite his face discolored and pockmarked from the second highest level of dioxin poisoning ever recorded in a human. Former Denver Mayor Wellington Webb today formally announced his candidacy, trying to become chairman of the Democratic National Committee. Webb's interest in the job widely known, and he made a pitch to the committee December 10th in Orlando, Florida. Webb says, "I'm running because I believe this historic election for chair will determine the future of our party." Webb was mayor from 91 to 2003 after serving as a state legislator and auditor in Denver. Others interested in the Democratic chairmanship include former presidential candidate Howard Dean, former Michigan Governor Jim Blanchard, defeated Congressman Martin Frost of Texas, and Harold Ickes, advisor to former President Clinton, the current chairman Terry McAuliffe, not seeking another term. Another prominent Republican voicing doubts about Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Mississippi Senator Trent Lott told the Biloxi Chamber of Commerce he's no fan of Rumsfeld, and he says the defense chief should be replaced sometime in the next year. Among Lott's criticisms, he doesn't think Rumsfeld listens enough to the officers in uniform. Lott also said more troops are needed in Iraq to help complete the war, and he says there needs to be a plan to leave Iraq after elections next month. Two other Republicans, John McCain of Arizona and Susan Collins of Maine, also expressed a similar lack of confidence in Rumsfeld. Colin Powell says it sounds like bin Laden. Intelligence officials working to authenticate a newly released audio tape supposed to be Osama bin Laden. Secretary of State Colin Powell says, quote, it appears to be. The voice of the al-Qaeda leader, Powell, calls bin Laden a murderer and says the U.S. will bring him to justice. The message praises this month's attack on a U.S. consulate in Saudi Arabia and claims change is needed in the leadership in Saudi Arabia. This is Air America Radio.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Hi, this is Steve Earle. What kind of radio network would give an ex-con Pinko Hillbilly a radio show? Air America, that's who. Each week, me and my friends get together to play our favorite music and maybe even talk about politics. This week on The Revolution Starts Now, it's me by my lonesome playing the records I want to play. Join us every Sunday evening for The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.
Revolution starts now.
Welcome back. 6 and a half past the hour. The insanity that has developed around the Christmas season. You know, always before, I had an uncomfortable feeling about the commercialization of what was obviously a religious holiday. Setting aside, of course, the fact that whatever Pope it was who decided to set the parameters around Christ's birthday, the date and the conditions and what was said in the Gospels and so on and so forth. You know, that had been destroyed early on. So much of it was borrowed from the pagan and the Celtic. And, well, you know the entire story. But as a kid and then a young adult and then as an older adult, all my life I've thought that, for some reason, Christmas, you don't see Jewish or Muslim holy days as perverted and destroyed as Christmas has been perverted and destroyed, you know, by commercialization and, you know, the whole thing. It's just awful. It's a disgusting holiday. Now, I'm not saying that the birth of the Christ was disgusting. I'm saying it's a disgusting holiday. The religious aspect of it. Now, if you look at it purely from the pagan perspective, then it makes perfect sense. And it's a fun, wonderful holiday. You know, sing the song, Deck the Halls with Boughs of Holly sometime, if you want to see the absolute paganism of this holiday. You know, the winter solstice. In that respect, it's a wonderful, fun holiday. You know, to get together because darkness is descending and the planet is turning and you know, in the northern hemisphere anyway, it's wintry and dark and you know, you go back to all the mythology, the fear that the sun wouldn't return or the sun god would get pissed off or whatever it was. So from a pagan perspective, to me, Christianity, with all its symbolism, the holly and the ivy and the tree and the mistletoe and the fire and the Yule log and the punch bowl and the exchanging of gifts and the gathering together, yippee-ki-yi-ki-yo, I love it. But as far as a holiday celebrating the birth of Christ, it's been totally, totally hammered in just unrecognizably into something awful. The only time I've ever felt like I have witnessed a true celebration of Christmas was twice. Twice we've gone to the monastery, Kathy, out here in Conyers. There's a monastery populated now by mostly old men. You know, who wants to be a monk nowadays? It's way out. They used to have a bakery there, and I don't think they do that anymore. They would bake bread and sell it in local stores around Atlanta. But twice now, we've gone out there in the past 5 years for Midnight Mass, and it's a lengthy, oh my God, it goes on for 2.5 hours. You just want to stab yourself with a screwdriver after a while because it just goes on and on. And it's all in Latin. Some of it, I think, is in Greek. And these are old monks who are celebrating a very medieval tradition prior to the commercialization of Christmas. There's nothing in the monastery that has anything to do with secular Christmas. There's no tree, no holly, no ivy, no ribbons, no nothing. They're just a bunch of old monks chanting and bowing and praying and incensing. They do the incense, but that's it. And when you go to that and then leave, you feel like you have truly participated in a mass for the Christ, a Christ Mass, a Christmas. That's, you know, you really feel it. But what we celebrate, and what so many Western cultures, is not just us. The Germans do this, the French, the British, we do it. And that's just in this hemisphere. Any Christian, look how the Mexicans celebrate Christmas. But anyway, I'm getting way off the track. The point is, the religious right in this country now they're making it even more hateful. Now, the evangelical religious right is making all of this even more hateful. Just like they're nasty, nasty, trying to hammer the Ten Commandments down everyone's throat. You know, I've said it before, I'll say it again. You know, if you really believe the Ten Commandments are that important, then teach your children that. And put the replicas up on your front lawn. Build a replica of the mountain on which Moses allegedly received the commandments. Build it in your backyard. Stage theatrical presentations. Have somebody play God. I mean, do whatever you want to do, but keep it out of the public square. Because if everyone who lived in America were a practicing evangelical Christian, okay. Okay, then, no problem. Now it's Christmas celebration in the schools. Now, I grew up in a time when no one asked any questions. We had Christmas celebrations in the schools. If you were Jewish, too bad. Tough. Get out of here, you Christ killer. You right? That was before Vatican II. If you were Muslim, a Muslim? Amscray, before we rip your head off. It was that sort of thing, right? Everybody knew that the Christians dominated. Everybody knew this is just the way it was. So we had our little Christmas pageants and our little manger scenes, and it was all over the public square. Well, eventually, you see. People started realizing, wait a second, wait just a damn second here. You know, we don't have a state religion. This is not Israel. This is not Iran. We don't have a state religion here. Get this stuff out of the public square. I have no problem with that, truth seeker. None whatsoever. Now, corporate property, private property, you want to erect a manger scene after manger scene? Go for it. Put it on your front lawn. Put it on your roof. Put it in your backyard. Wear it around your neck. Do whatever you want to do. But keep it out of the public square. It's very simple. Is that being anti-Christian? No, it's being pro-Constitution. It's acknowledging that not everybody accepts all this stuff, this Christian stuff, the mythology and the legends and the stories and the tales and so on. You know, it's the dominant religion in this country. There's no question about it. But since it is the dominant, shouldn't it show respect for those people who don't happen to believe that particular brand or who believes no brand at all? Shouldn't there be respect? Is that not, didn't Christ himself say, do unto others that which you would have them do unto you? I mean, please. So it's getting worse and worse with the schools. The Christian right in this country now is trying to force every little school kid to accept their interpretation of Christianity in school, in a public school that is supported by tax dollars. I'm sure that the one story here in Plano, Texas, and the other story in Mustang, Oklahoma, I'm sure that there must be some kids who go to that school whose parents might be atheists or humanists or Jews or Muslims or Hindus or whatever. And is it asking too much of these mouth-breathing, false Christians to sit down and shut up? If you want to have a Christian Christmas, go for it. Do it. Man, I'll fight to the death. Well, maybe not that far. I'll fight until I stub a toe to defend your right to do it. But why do you have to keep trying to jam it down everybody's throat in the courtrooms, in the schools, and the public streets, and government buildings? And don't tell me about the inscriptions of Supreme Court. I think that ought to be sanded down, too. Get religion out of it. That's all. It's so simple. And then practice until your forehead bleeds, if that's what you want to do. But do it on your own time. Do it in your own home. Do it in your own heart. Right? And if you want to proselytize and talk to people, go ahead. But here we are. A day after four families filed a federal lawsuit accusing the schools in Plano, Texas, of banning Christmas from classrooms, the U.S. Justice Department said it's investigating the matter. Now, what do you want to bet? These four families, you know, they're fire-breathing, hell and brimstone Christians. You know, you will accept my faith in the public school, or by God, I'll kill you. I'll rip your heart out. I'll stomp on it. I'll do worse than that, and I'll file a federal lawsuit against you. What's the problem here? And then over in Oklahoma, voters pissed off there over a school superintendent's decision to remove a nativity scene from an elementary school Christmas program. The voters took out their anger by ripping their own faces off. They denied school bond measures worth $11 million that would have benefited their own kids. They said, no, we're not going to do it, you bastard. What's wrong with you people? I mean, is there something about you Christians that you just can't play nice? You just can't accept that other people may not believe the way you do?
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews.
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
I want Street next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978. 800-603-9978. 800-603-9978.
Past the hour.
Yeah.
No, just a little bit more on this. You know, I hate to put a fine point on this. A lot of people say, well, why do you even bring this stuff up? You know, leave religion out of it. How can I? I do a political talk show. 99.9% of it is politics oriented. The Republicans have injected this brand of fake Christianity into everything. They have saturated this country with it. Not only are they destroying our system of government, they're destroying their own religion. They really are. They're turning it into some kind of a fear and loathing, horrifying blood and gore. A lot of people say, well, that's the way Christianity has always been. Well, maybe so. All religions have this terrible dark side. But there was also, if I'm not mistaken, there was also... a good side to Christianity. And this current crop of evangelicals, they're just destroying it. They're destroying it. They're destroying it for everybody. With their nasty, irritating, arrogant, egotistical insistence that everybody believes the way they do. Which to me indicates one thing. Utter lack of confidence in their own faith, their own religion. I hate to bring it up, but we're entering that period, we're in that period when allegedly the birth of Christ is celebrated. The birth of Christ is not celebrated. In the first place, it's a fake date, December 25th. There's nothing about the Christ that happened on December 25th. Come on, give me a break. And 99% of the symbolism around this holiday has been ripped away from pagans and Celts and ancient peoples who also not of Northern Europe, who practiced a similar religious festival or feast or fear based on departure of the sun. But it's just so irritating. Oh, my God, I get so sick of these in-your-face Christians. If you think that you're winning people over to the Prince of Peace, you fool, no, you're not. You're turning people off. But this insistence, this Merry Christmas thing, this invasion of Federated department stores, and they don't even see the irony of what they're saying. They don't even understand that in demanding that commercial enterprises put up a Merry Christmas, they're further prostituting and perverting the Christ message. Don't they even see that? No, they don't. They're that ignorant, that blinded, that stupid. So Reverend Debu sends this to me from Christ's Sermon on the Mount. Christ himself put a prohibition on this nonsense. From the Sermon on the Mount, when you pray, you are not to be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners so that they may be seen by men. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward in full. But you, when you pray, go to your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret, he will reward you. I mean, don't they ever read their own religious texts about this kind of nonsense, this blatant, rapacious, egotistical, demanding, hard-ass insistence that everybody practice a certain way, their particular religious mythology? I just get tired of it. These stories come up all the time. Hell no! Hell no! We shouldn't have manger scenes on public property at courthouses. Of course not! How much education do you need to know that? How much do you need to know that? By the same token, if a bunch of people want to get together and rent a space someplace and put up 30 manger scenes, do it! Oh, for heaven's sake, so to speak, do it. If you want 10 commandments in your house, fine. If you want a baptismal font on your front porch, go for it. Go. It's your house, your property, your belief system. If you need that sort of external reinforcement because your internal strength is non-existent, well, pity on you, but go for it. Do what you need to do. But forcing people in school system after school system, in courthouse, in federal building, in state building, with this nasty, nasty insistence on ramming what they perceive as to be Christianity up everybody else's nostrils and down everybody else's throat and into everybody else's eyeballs. If you think you're winning souls for Christ when you do that, you're a fool. You're an utter fool, and you're wrong. You're turning people away. And you're also displaying your false, fake belief system. Your false, fake belief system. And you're also displaying how little belief you have in your religion. You don't believe it. You don't believe it. You don't believe any of it. You're just a fear-racked individual who has come to the conclusion that if everybody believes the way you believe, there might be redemption for what you perceive to be as your immortal soul, which really isn't anything. I just hate it. That's all I got to say about it. Enough. I'm stopping, all right? A break. When we come back, you know, enough Jesus for tonight. When we come back, Bush mangles English and the economy, plus your calls. Stick around.
I can love my Jesus, and he can still love me. And kind of all I want to do is satisfy my Lord. And be the bestest Christian boy in all the whole wide world. I'll be a cowboy, a Christian cowboy. I'll look for Jesus all my days. And on the prairie or in the city, I'll help him round up all the
stray. Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we got answers.
Unfiltered.
On Fridays, Unfiltered. Chuck D checks in. How do you give a Christmas gift for life? Is giving the perfect Christmas gift your pet peeve? Well, don't give it to your pet. Ask a veterinarian. Plus, comedian Paul Mooney brings the gift of funny. And it's Friday. Time for the party machine. Joseph Arthur joins us. Viva la máquina de la fiesta.
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
I would not run from the Holocaust. I would not run from the bomb. I'd welcome the chance.
26 before the hour. The Bush crime family, crime syndicate, went really pulled out all the stops. I don't know if you saw any of this today. This is for the circle jerkers who participated in the Bush crime family. But the White House tried to showcase the advantages of Bush's financial agenda this week, and they put together an economic conference, which was nothing more than a huge joke. It was sort of like the awards ceremony the other day at the White House. When was that? Tuesday? When they had the three biggest screw-ups in the history of military action. They had Bremer and Tenet and who's the general, honey, that sounds like he walks around talking with a mouthful of marbles? Huh? Tommy Franks, that's right. There are too many of them for me to keep track of. But anyway, these three war criminals, there's Bush giving them medals. Okay, well, in the same vein, Bush puts together for him an economic conference, a two-day White House economic conference. Now, who do you suppose was there? Economists? No, of course not. Again, the circle jerkers, the people who want to see what they call litigation reform. In other words, we can dump any amount of poison we want to into the environment or an individual without being sued. If you take our product and your arm falls off, well, too bad. The marketplace determines that we won't sell anymore to your family, right? You know, they're cretins. They're real thugs. But there's Bush. There's Bush. Now, what he had there... there was a table, and Bush and some of these pissants were sitting there at the table, and in front of the table was a large television monitor, and the message proclaimed there said financial challenges for today and tomorrow, and the word challenges is misspelled. Right? You can see this picture. It's all over the internet. But there it is. Remember the rag wearing freak, the white boy that had the sign that said something about anti-war demonstrators were morons, and he spelled it M-O-R-A-N-S. Remember that? Well, here it is. I mean, is there anything these people do right? The answer is no. Challenges, misspelled. challenges, for God's sake, misspelled. This entire administration is misspelled, isn't it? So anyway, at this so-called economic conference, one of the big dudes there was Home Depot CEO Robert Nardelli, and he and Bush took turns bashing trial lawyers. And the audience laughed their ass off. They all thought it was very funny. Ha, ha, ha. Nardelli said, according to, where did I get this from? Kathy sent this to me. I guess. Yeah, okay. Anyway, Nardelli, the head of Home Depot, said, quote, "What you have today is business on one side, and you got the trial lawyers on the other. You got deep pockets colliding with shallow principles." Oh, ho, ho, ho. Now, of course, if you ask scores of ordinary American shoppers and workers who have been killed or maimed at Home Depot or hurt by poisonous Home Depot products, they might think bashing people's legal rights and refusing to protect innocent victims isn't so funny. They had a big article here, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, Atlanta Business Chronicle, and it reported that Home Depot had 185 customer injuries a week. In the last year, they kept score, which was 1998, and has since refused media inquiries into its safety record. Huh? Huh? In one high-profile accident, NASA astronaut Jean-Luc Chrétien's shoulder was crushed when a 68-pound drill press fell on him from more than 10 feet up, which ended his career. Oh, my God, I hate these people. So they sit there and laugh. These dumbass Americans, not only do we rip them off, we'll do anything. We have lawsuits? Yeah, let's put $250,000 cap on it. So if somebody comes in here and their baby is crushed, we don't want to hear any of this nonsense about they love their baby. Here's your $250. Get the hell out of my store. God. So here he is, closing the White House Economic Conference. When was this? Today, Kathy? All right. It's really kind of sad watching this moron try to talk about things he doesn't understand in front of a group of so-called experts like the so-called economists at the conference. At least these people are not economists. They're destroyers of the economy, but they understand the language. Moron doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Now, it's painful, but listen here as he explains how he came to Washington to fix the economy. And listen as the audience applauds as he says his time is limited. That's really telling. Listen to this nonsense.
But I didn't come up here to Washington. I know a lot of people in my cabinet didn't agree to serve, to pass problems on. I like to confront problems. I like to work with people so that we can say we left behind a better America after it's all said and done. And I don't have that much time here in Washington. So I'm going to... So I'm ready to work.
Yeah, at least until your next trip to the ranch, huh? So inadvertently, even these toy economists, even the jackasses that are sitting there, they know what this guy is. They know that he makes it even harder for them to... You know why they don't like him, these capitalist rapists? I'll tell you why. Because Bush makes it harder for them to operate in the shadows the way they always have. Bush is always talking about, you know, let's reform this and let's reform that. And these thugs are back there in the corner going, no, no, damn it, don't bring that up. We do all that stuff in the darkness. Oh, Jesus, George, sit down and shut up! You're letting people know what we really do. That's why they applaud when he says he's not going to be there very long. And in one of his infamous real-life examples, listen here, as Bush tries to explain his plan for health savings accounts, as he struggles to describe the plight of poor Chris Krupinski, who owns an art and design studio in Fairfax, Virginia. And poor Chris was paying high premiums for health care. Here, let's let George pick it up.
She was paying $900 a month for insurance for she and her family. And then she heard about health savings accounts. Now she pays $340 a month for a high deductible plan.
and she puts $290 a month into her HSA. In other words, this innovative plan enables her to control her own destiny when it comes to health care, and at the same time provides her comfort in knowing that if there is a catastrophe, the health care insurance will cover it for she and her family.
What? 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 Where was this guy when he had basic elementary grade school grammar and tenses and verbs and objects? Aside from that, though, what the hell is he talking about? She's paying $900 a month for insurance for she and her family. Now she pays $300. It's jabber. It's jibber jabber. My five-month-old makes more sense than this man. Oh, and on the importance of his No Child Left Behind Act, I don't know what this has to do with a toy economic conference. I don't know what, because educated people get better jobs? But what is this gobbledygook about accounting?
All people who understand the importance of accountability are people who need to meet a bottom line, are people who are held accountable for, you know, signing up more accounts. Accountability is, in my judgment, crucial to making sure no child is left behind.
Accountability? You? You fake president? You just handed out the highest civilian medals we give in this country, just like Brezhnev did back in the 70s, to three people yesterday with all your fake Christmas trees and all your rich, fat, white people sitting there. You gave out awards to people who are not being held accountable in the least. Not in the least. You don't have, you, Bush, accountability, you and your ilk, your crime syndicate, your Republicans, you people are not accountable. Oh, God, that's so good. Let's play it again. Can we play it again?
All people who understand the importance of accountability are people who need to meet a bottom line.
What?
Are people who are held accountable for, you know, signing up more accounts.
Well, that makes sense, yeah.
Accountability is, in my judgment, crucial to making sure no child is left behind.
What does that mean? Oh, my God. Now, this cringeworthy take on Social Security. We don't have time for this one? Oh, damn. All right. We'll do this one as soon as we come back. He's going to explain the Social Security and why it's so necessary for to destroy it, you know. Which is what the goal is. The goal in the next 4 years of this criminal, filthy administration is to destroy the single most effective and successful program ever, social program ever put together in this country, Social Security. The single greatest assistance in keeping people out of the streets, and keeping people off the welfare rolls, keeping families intact, and this guy and his cronies want to destroy it. It's just unbelievable. Stay with us.
Never get you five. There's fractions and my subtraction, and X don't equal Y, but my homework is bound to multiply. Math sucks.
Ah, good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
How can I help you this lovely morning?
Well, I need a turkey.
Good.
Enough for 8 people.
Ah, this one ought to do the trick. Let's see, 22 pounds, it comes to $38.50.
Looks good. Now, can I get that with 0% financing?
What?
Or maybe $2,000 cash back?
Lady, I'm a butcher, not a banker. How about a free turkey baster?
Remember, great deals like these and more can only be found at Kia's year-end event. 0% financing, cash back, great deals on the entire Kia line. Like $2,000 cash back on the 2004 Sorento, the rugged midsize SUV with a 3.5-liter V6 and Kia's unsurpassed 10-year 100,000-mile warranty. Because only Kia can offer stylish, well-equipped cars for a lot less than the competition.
Okay, how about a 10-year warranty?
How about giblets?
So hurry, Kia's year-end event ends January 3rd, only at Kia.
Cash back from Kia Motors America. Short-term financing available to well-qualified buyers through qualified lender. Must take delivery and retail stock by 1305. See retailer for warranty and center details or go to kia.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Do you dread spending another winter in your old, dreary kitchen? Then bring it to dazzling life again with cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $675 on select styles. It's the biggest savings of the year. Sears Cabinet Refacing can transform your kitchen without the time, expense, or mess of building all new cabinets. In about 4 to 6 days, your old kitchen can have new elegance with your choice of hundreds of decorator styles. Services and materials are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So call Sears Cabinet Refacing at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save $675 on select styles. It's the biggest savings of the year. Offer ends December 31st. Some restrictions apply. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing now. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology. With the Phantom. With 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed, or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
Listen, this nation is committed to dealing with poverty. First, let me make it very clear, poor people aren't necessarily killers. Just because you happen to be not rich doesn't mean you're willing to kill.
God. Well, there you go. There's his economic policy right there. All right. Now, I want you to hear this. I got two more quick ones here. This is cringeworthy. This is Social Security. And this is your president or somebody. Okay, it's not yours. This is a guy pretending to be president in the White House who's in charge of all the military. explaining Social Security for us.
What has made Social Security a difficult issue to discuss is that many times when you discuss it, a flyer would follow your discussion telling certain people in our society, generally those who have been on Social Security, that they're not going to get their check. And I felt comfortable campaigning on it in two elections. I'll tell you why. Because once you assure the seniors that nothing will change, you're really speaking to people that don't believe they're going to get a check at all, and that is the younger generation coming up. And therefore, the dynamic has shifted. And that's how I see the issue.
This simpleton, what an embarrassment. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, what a simple-minded freak. Oh. And, you know, a flyer would follow your discussion telling people they're not going to get their check. Yeah. But there he is, because once you assure the seniors that nothing will change, in other words, once you lie to people, once you go ahead and lie to a segment of the population that has spent its entire working life contributing to this, I have spent my entire life contributing, working life, contributing to Social Security, so have you. And then every once in a while on television, you see these 22-year-olds say, well, you know, I'm going to put my money in the stock market. Boy, has your brain been taken out and thoroughly scrubbed. This is not an investment policy, damn it. It's an insurance policy. What are you going to do? Cancel all of your insurance, too? You can get a much better return in the stock market than what you got for that $3 million term life insurance policy you have on your ass, boobala, huh? Why don't you cancel that? And what about the orphans and widows? Are they going to play the market too? Oh, God. And the horror of all this is the discussion is dishonest. It is not honest. And that's the way they plan it. Last but not least, how too stupid to be president will work with Congress in a bipartisan fashion. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. To make sure his economic reforms take place.
Members of both parties are going to have to get together to work on this.
Oh, sure.
This is not a, you know, this is not one of these a series of issues that require a, you know, one half of the body to participate. These issues are big enough for all of us to work together.
What? What are you saying? What are you saying? You dumb man. You dumb, dumb, stupid, ignorant man. What are you saying? This is not one of those series of issues that requires one half of the body to participate. What are you talking about? Are you talking about my legs? One half of the body, what, my lower torso? Oh, you dumb, stupid man. You dumb, stupid man. Dear God, what did we do, Lord, to piss you off to this extent? I'm asking a question like that, and I don't even believe in it. But maybe it's true. Maybe there is a God sitting up there, and he's just having a hell of a good time. You'll pardon the expression. He's just going, man, I'm enjoying this. These arrogant Americans, I've given them George Bush. Whoop-dee-doo. Listen to this freak. You think? Oh. Now, I could live with that, if I knew there was a God that had a cosmic sense of humor like that. After I got over being pissed, you did this to us? What's up, G? Why did you do this? Why'd you give us Bush?
Because you pissed me off. That's why.
Man. Ah. It's just insane. Oh, one last thing. Now, if you're on hold, I know, I hear this every night. They scream in my headphones. It's that baby going on for an hour. I'm trying. I'm coming as quickly as I can, okay? Kathy just beats and flails me about this. Coming back after this break, your phone calls. Your phone calls. I promise. Last thing here. Zell Miller. You all knew this. I knew it, too. I just didn't mention it. Zell Miller is joining Fox News Channel as a contributor. He said in a press release, I'm excited to be joined. I can't do his accent. He just has a mouthful of red North Georgia clay. He really does. I'm excited to be joining Fox News Channel, and I'm eager to contribute to the continuing success of the network. Now, this ought to be interesting, right? He's going to be on. Remember what he did with Chris Matthews on Hardball. I wish we lived in a day where you could challenge a person to a duel, right? Now he's going to be on Fox News Channel. I hope they pass him through a metal detector, because anytime someone takes him on, he'll be shooting him or challenge him to a duel. Here's your gun, boy. Step out here in the parking lot. You and me are going to settle this, man to hillbilly. Step outside, him. Jeez. All right. Your phone calls when we come back. I mean, what a night. What a weird night, huh? From trying to ram Christianity into everybody's eyeballs to Zell Miller to Bush and his little toy economic conference. God. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Osama bin Laden's new tape praises terrorists who struck the U.S. consulate in Saudi Arabia last week. U.S. intelligence analysts are highly confident the voice on the tape is that of bin Laden. An intelligence official says there are no explicit threats, but the tone is consistent with bin Laden's previous statements. Iraqi insurgents continued their attacks in Baghdad, shooting to death an Iraqi official in the communications ministry. Laura Iyama has more.
In Baghdad, an Iraqi communications ministry official was gunned down on his way to work. A roadside bomb in Baghdad killed three Iraqi National Guardsmen. In Karbala, more checkpoints are in place near the holy shrines. Wednesday's bomb blast just before evening prayers killed 10 and wounded its apparent target. The top deputy to Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani is a high-profile proponent for Iraq's elections. Lauren Iyama, Washington.
For the first time since last December, Saddam Hussein has met with one of his defense lawyers. Saddam's legal team says the meeting lasted more than 4 hours. Saddam is expected to be one of the last members of his regime to face trial. Now is the time to reform the Social Security system. That's how President Bush closed a two-day White House economic conference.
The Social Security system is safe today, but is in serious danger as we head down the road of the 21st century. And this problem's got to be confronted now.
The president pushed for a partial privatization of Social Security. He wants to allow younger workers to invest some of their tax contributions into personal savings accounts. Bush noted that current retirees would not be affected by changes in Social Security. The CDC encourages high-risk adults to get a flu shot. CDC Director Dr. Julie Gerberding is afraid a perceived vaccine shortage has scared away many people from getting vaccinated. She says more than half of high-risk adults have not tried to get a flu shot. Gerberding points out that about 3.5 million flu vaccine doses will become available soon. The holidays are a time of celebration, but they are also among the deadliest times of the year, Gene Culetta reports.
A new study shows that more people die of natural causes on December 25th than any other day of the year. Professor David Phillips of the University of California, San Diego, says people put off going to the doctor if they feel ill on Christmas Day.
Patients postpone getting medical care on the holidays because they don't want to spoil the holiday for themselves or their family.
The second and third deadliest days, the day after Christmas and New Year's Day. So if you feel ill, get help right away, and if you're traveling, know where to get medical attention away from home. Gene Coletta, Washington.
And you're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics, so you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
This is Katherine Lanfer of the Al Franken Show. Al's in Iraq, and Joe Connison and I are out here on the International Space Station. Not much food left up here. We're playing darts. Uh-oh. Looks like we're losing oxygen. Okay. Coming up, we've got the American prospects, Michael Tomasky, Slate's Chris Solentrop, DailyCoast.com's Marcus Melitzis, and North Dakota's Lloyd Omdahl.
I decided that we're really not together. For the love of
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. Okay, let's get serious. All right. Earl is calling from Saskatoon, Canada. Earl, welcome to the program.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm a 14 living in Saskatoon, Canada. Arby Ham is actually my stepdad.
Oh, really? Well, lucky you.
Yeah, and so I've been a fan because he's always on, so I'm hearing and I thought, what the heck, I'm going to phone in today. And
well, there you go.
Actually talk about the Bush crime syndicate and how they're actually trying to destroy America's already limited social safety net.
Yeah, we don't have much compared to most industrialized Western societies. We just managed to hold on by our fingernails, and they want to destroy that.
Yeah, here in Canada, if there wasn't that kind of thing here for me, I'm single mom, and if I didn't have that kind of thing, we'd be living on the streets.
Yeah, well, that's true in this country, too. And, you know, what they're doing, Earl, is they, being the Bush crime family, they are not presenting this in a truthful way. Social Security was never, ever, ever, ever designed or meant to be a retirement plan. It's an insurance plan, and it has worked effectively for 70 years now, and they need to destroy it because they're evil people. Yeah, consider yourself lucky that you live in a progressive Western democracy and you don't live here in this hellhole that Bush is constructing for American citizens.
True. I also want to talk a bit about the Webb and how he got mysteriously shot himself twice.
Well, you know, I got a couple of emails from people to say, well, that's possible. Maybe it is, but it just seems very, very weird to me. You know, you shoot yourself once in the head and you say, oops, wait a minute, I'm not dead. Well, how do you know? I mean, you know, maybe the moment of death, who knows? So then you shoot yourself again. Now, if this guy was really committing suicide, I would think, I don't know, I've never committed suicide, so I don't know. But I would think if he was trying to commit suicide, he would have placed the barrel of the gun in a strategic area of his skull when he fired the first shot. I would think. Now, I may be wrong. You may have seen too many movies, you know, where they put it to the temple, or they put it in their mouth, or they put it under their chin, you know, and then they pull the trigger. Now, what did this guy do, Earl? Let's you and I speculate. If he had two gunshot wounds ahead, did the first shot, did he say, well, I'll just wound myself? Or did he lose his nerve at the last minute? Did he have it in his mouth, and as he pulled the hammer, he pulled it out and hit his cheekbone? I mean, I don't know. Do you know? Do you have any ideas?
Well, I think you can't really just wound yourself on the head unless it's like just nicks you or something, because when you get shot in the head once, you're pretty much dead.
Yeah, I would think, you know, yeah. if I would think you're pretty much dead.
Yeah, and
A headshot is fairly difficult, I guess. I've never been headshot. I don't know, but it's my understanding, Earl, that those are kind of difficult to recover from. It's not like being shot in the foot. It's the head.
I think he knew he was going to be killed because they have ways of letting you know and stuff, and it's all crazy, weird, and all that stuff.
I hear you. Earl, I'm going to move on. Thanks for checking in. Just one thing before you go. Is it cold where you are tonight?
Yeah, I'm actually wrapped in a blanket right now.
Like, what's the temperature outside? 20s, 30s, teens, what?
I think about 20s.
Hell, it's going to be that here in Atlanta tonight.
I don't know. I was out skating tonight.
Oh, were you?
It's got to be cold enough.
Yeah. Do you live in a big town? You live in the suburbs? What?
Pretty much. I live in an apartment. There's like an apartment block.
And it's like is it downtown? Is it out of the ways or what?
Not really downtown, but kind of. It's down by the river, actually.
Oh, okay. Do you work yet?
No, I signed up for a paper, but it didn't happen. I didn't get to the meeting in time.
Oh, man. I had a paper out when I was a kid. I started delivering papers when I was like 9, 10 years old, and that's how I got so smart, was reading papers. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Earl, thank you for calling in, okay?
Yep.
And tell your old man I said hey.
Yeah, have a good night.
Okay, you too. Take care. Stephen is calling from Miami Beach. Stephen, welcome to the program.
Yes. Actually, I want to let you know I didn't mind waiting this time. It's worth it. As long as I get a chance to tell these two jokes, I think you'll like both of them.
Are they? Will they work on family radio?
Well, sure. I'll give you. You'll judge by the first one. You tell me.
Okay.
It's about Bush's dog. Did you see that video recently on TV where Bush is talking to his dog?
Yeah, I saw little excerpts from it. I saw a bunch of killers trying to act like they're having fun making a home video, and I started to vomit, so I had to tune it out. But I know what you're referring to.
Right, right. Well, very simple. What happened was Bush was asking, he's interviewing his dog and asking him if he wanted to take over the job of Director of Homeland Security. And the dog listened to him, and he answered him. He said, why don't you save everybody a lot of trouble, and let me just take your job. So Bush got kind of angry and said, if you suggest that again, I'm going to send you to Camp X-Ray. So the dog walked away disgruntled and said, boy, in 4 years, I'm going to really write a tell-all book. What do you think of that?
Pretty lame.
Oh, really?
Yeah, pretty lame.
Well, let me try something with a little more spice to it.
Be careful now. Now, don't take offense.
No, it's not the...
Well, when I say it's lame, don't take offense. You didn't write it.
No dirty words.
All right, go ahead.
Some people would like that. I guess right now it's kind of a bad time to laugh at some of the things that are going on today, but sometimes you got to have a little bit of humor. Otherwise, you go crazy. So
yeah,
that's
true.
What I try to do.
Yeah.
Second one's actually a little shorter than that one. During the last couple of years, the NASA Space Agency and the American Medical Association did an intensive study of Bush's nose.
Yeah.
And they determined that if he keeps telling lies at the same rate he has been during the past 4 years, that one day he'll wake up and one of his nostrils, just like Pinocchio, will stretch out all the way into outer space. It'll be scientifically classified as a wormhole, a means by which you can travel to another galaxy. And the other one will stretch all the way from the Earth to Mars, where it will drill for oil. Now, this is based on the scientific survey that they did.
I don't know how to tell you this, Stephen, but that's even lamer. That's really, really bad.
Well, it was a sincere effort.
Well, okay. No, I appreciate the sincere effort. Here, I got a joke for you, okay?
All right.
Okay. There's this guy who walked into a bar one day, and he said to the bartender, he said, I think my dog stayed home. And the bartender said, oh, well, it's on the wallpaper. What? You didn't laugh?
No, it's not your fault. I probably was thinking about something else.
Yeah,
I'm
it
sure
could
it's
be.
That's all right. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Don't
well, Stephen, thanks a lot for checking in, pal, okay?
All right. Have a good
all right, sir. Call again. Call again. Just leave the jokes, all right? No more jokes, all right?
All right.
Because you sound like a nice guy. You don't want to do jokes like that because, you know, I'll start thinking you're a mass murderer or something.
They weren't, how should I say, dirty or anything, were they?
No. Just lame. Just lame,
right.
You know.
All right.
Thanks, Stephen. I appreciate it. Take care. No offense. Janet is calling from Miami. Janet, welcome to the program. Hello? Janet? Did Janet hang up? Janet holds on for an hour and 10 minutes, and then when I take the call, she hangs up. Janet, I'll put you on hold. Maybe you didn't hang up. Let me put you on hold. Okay, there you're on hold. Rachel is calling from Sun City, Arizona. Hey, Rachel.
I'm calling because I was driving in the car on the way home, and I was hearing the Majority Report, and then I caught what the headline was for your show tonight,
yeah.
And I missed you talking about the Germany circa 1935. But I heard the Lou Dobbs comment to Naomi Klein where he says, well, I don't think there's enough Christmas. You know, it's not enough. And I just went, ooh.
Lou Dobbs said that?
Yeah. He was like, well, I don't think it's enough. And I went, all my respect for you, Lou, is out the window. I mean.
Hey, can I get you to hold on?
Sure.
All right. I'll come right back to you, Rachel. We got to take a break here. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Listen while the demonstrators cheer and shout. We'll all feel better in the morning.
fashionably conservative. My ass in executions unsurpassed. Surplus gone so fast, divided not united. What's he wanna do now? What's he gonna try? Does he really think gonna get in his knife? Does he care if children die? La 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 la. Put him in a straitjacket, there's no doubt. Let the psych.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't
know George W. Bush would be coming to this
country. That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. But you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-213-7163 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-213-7163. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. Call today.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Can a moderate leadership emerge in a Palestinian society where children are recruited to be suicide bombers? Can Ariel Sharon pull the settlers out of Gaza without bringing down his government? How are American Jews and the issues we care about affected by the presidential election? Why is Madonna studying Kabbalah? How do you rate the best kosher hot dogs? Read the foreword and find out. Keep up with tradition and what's new and changing. Enjoy award-winning reviews and arts coverage. Exclusive reporting on stories found nowhere else. Provocative editorials and news analysis on issues affecting all of us. More than ever, we need to stay in touch. And there's no better way than reading the Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. Try it for 4 weeks free. You'll then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free. Call now for the Forward. 800-253-7800. That's 800-253-7800.
For licensing information, visit www.careonecredit.com. When you're struggling with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt.
debts all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life, so call them now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling today. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
I would walk 10 miles on my hands and knees. Ain't no doubt about it, ladies, you are in the knees. I'm wrestling with...
22 past the hour, back to Rachel, who has called in from Sun City, Arizona. Now, where were we? We were talking about Lou Dobbs saying Christmas hasn't gone far enough. What did he mean by that?
That, you know, basically, I think it... He was talking to Naomi Klein, and I think it had something to do with the fact that, you know, Macy's was saying Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas.
Right.
During the Christmas season, and she was saying, you know, there's Hanukkah, and there's Kwanzaa, and there's,
right,
you know, all these other winter holidays. And he's like, well, I don't think there's enough Christmas in the season. And I just, his tone of voice, and just after hearing all these other stories, I mean, I can't just sit there anymore and think, well, is this some innocent comment?
Yeah. Well, I wonder what he meant. You know, sometimes Lou Dobbs has a way of saying things in an ironic, kind of facetious, kind of sarcastic way. You never know with Dobbs. As you know, he did a complete 180, at least in my opinion, where it concerns workers' rights and jobs in this country, and, you know, going after these filthy corporations that are not good citizens on by any definition of the word. So I wonder if he was kidding or if he was serious.
I don't know. I mean, I'd love to see... I mean, I feel like how many journalists out there are just ready to say, you know, enough is enough and go on strike for a day.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, send a message to the major corporations and to the president. Look, you know, we're journalists. We're
yeah.
not here to be owned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really disturbing.
Well, as far as the Dobbs and the Christmas thing, you know, anybody who says that, what really are they saying, Rachel? Are they saying that the birth of the Christ should be even more shredded by commercialism? Should we have more stores do this? You know, to me... The stores, the big department stores, in this case Federated or whoever, Macy's, you know, I think they're working around, they're sticking with the kind of pagan or Celtic, and by pagan I mean capital P. I don't mean it in a nasty way. They're working around the Celtic or the pagan, the secular celebration, the winter solstice, so on and so forth, and trying, I think, to leave Christ out of it for a very good reason. I think maybe, perhaps, is it possible that these department store owners or corporate members are saying, look, Christianity is already being shredded by the evangelical right. Why should we make it even worse? You know, buying stuff and going in debt and useless stuff. I mean,
right.
Dear God, we took Molly to a nearby mall near our house the other day. Yesterday, as a matter of fact. Was it yesterday, Kathy? To have her first picture taken with Santa Claus. And it was a hoot. It was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and we're going to send the pictures to everybody. Here's the big old elf, this big old Santa Claus holding little five-month-old Molly. And it's a lot of fun. But we, you know, we walked through some of the stores, went and had a cup of coffee. We're looking at some of the stuff that is being sold as gifts to honor the birth of Christ. What does electric can openers made in China with slave labor have to do with the birth of the Christ? What do shoe polishers made in the North Mariana Islands with slave labor, what does that have to do with celebrating the birth of the baby Jesus? You know, that's the thing that just drives me insane. And it's a topic that I used to bring up, and I finally gave up. It's like, oh, come on, Malloy, don't do this every year. Bring up the commercialization of Christmas, because nobody gives a damn. And the only reason I talk so much religion on this program anyway is because he's right-wingers, starting with Bush, who insists that God tells them to invade countries. They've injected it. They're smearing our faces in a false religion that true Christians, I think, wouldn't have anything to do with. And those of us who don't believe that stuff, we're supposed to just sit back, I guess, and say, oh, okay, no big deal. Ain't going
to
happen.
And I think that's an important message. It took me years to learn that, you know, true Christians don't just buy into all that stuff, because, you know, I was an only Jewish kid in an otherwise Methodist and Catholic town.
Right.
And so, you know, and I was put on the spot a lot because my parents were teachers, and it was just very easy to be, you know, the kid who explained all the Jewish holidays and
right. All
that sort of stuff. And I think that, you know, people don't know enough that this country was founded because the Puritans had been fighting with the Quakers, had been fighting with Presbyterians, had been fighting with, you know, on and on and on and on. And so that's why we have the Establishment Clause in the Bill
sure.
of Rights and
sure.
freedom of religion. And I think that's these people who want to control the media.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you know, freedom of religion to me also includes freedom from religion.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean to rain on anybody's parade, although I have done it on this program because, you know, I have a belief system that is not very popular in this country, but I hate to see religion used as a gun, a knife, a hammer, a weapon, and so many religions use it that way. Hey, listen, Rachel, good talking to you. Thanks for checking in. Call us again, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you have a nice evening.
You too. Bye.
All right, quick break, folks. We'll be back. This is Air America.
Now that I am 38 years old, the only thing I get our ties and socks. My kids are never happy with what's under the tree. Soon they'll understand Christmas sucks. Whoa, every freaking year Christmas sucks. Christmas sucks. Christmas sucks. Christmas.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868, 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in windows.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AV. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with the morning's gas. Head driving to Valero. Make a turn for the better. Get time and two Valero for all the room you need.
Get more room for your buck. Valero. Value variety for room.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
When they say that they are the most trusted name in news, between Fox and MSNBC, yes, but Air America Radio is the most trusted name in news.
866-303-AAR0.
This is communist stuff. This is not my country's stuff. I came to this country to have freedom. I didn't come here to be ruled by a bunch of yahoos that do not give a damn about human rights.
We're listening.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
All right, what Rachel was mentioning a moment ago on the phone call about Lou Dobbs' comments, Tony sent me just a very quick part of the transcript here from the program. The reporter, I guess, Christine Romans, I'm not sure who she was. I guess she was a reporter. She says, Lou, Macy's is adamant. It's not trying to offend anyone. Just the opposite. It's doing just what other businesses do, retail and otherwise. It's just trying very hard not to exclude anyone. That's why season's greetings or happy holidays is better. Dobbs. Well, they've just excluded everyone who is celebrating Christmas, which is, after all, the foundation of the so-called season in which they make most of their profits. Christine Romans. No, they're moving definitely toward not offending anyone. Dobbs. You know, when you think about it, happy holidays. What other holidays are we celebrating right now? We're celebrating Christmas, right? Romans. Well, and they also say Hanukkah and Kwanzaa. Dobbs. Kwanzaa? Romans. Also the end of Ramadan and a host of other holidays between Thanksgiving and New Year's. Dobbs. But as we celebrate each one of these, and each one of us in this very diverse society does celebrate, my Jewish friends say to me, Happy Hanukkah. I say to them, Merry Christmas. None of us is offended. I don't understand the reluctance to use Christmas. Romans. Well, they say Happy Holidays covers it all. Dobbs. They do? Well, they're wrong. And Merry Christmas. Thanks, Christine. That's so juvenile. Come on, Lou. Just when I start thinking, hey, there's somebody at CNN who might have a brain and a sense of justice, you know, you go and do something like that. You know, Happy Holidays. It's plural. It either means the holidays from Christmas to New Year's, which are Christian. Both of those holidays are strictly based on, allegedly, one on the birth of Christ, the other on the birth of Christ. You know, I mean, what is New Year's? Okay. Or it means the holidays, all of the holidays, happy holidays. You know, it's a holiday season. It starts with, what, Kathy? It starts with right around the fall equinox, you know, towards the end of September. Then you've got, Samhain and Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and, you know, all the other diverse and varied religious holidays in there too, or social secular holidays like Kwanzaa. You know, Dobbs says Kwanzaa. You know, what is that? Come on, Lou. And that's the part that bothers me. I just wonder, Lou Dobbs aside, I just wonder if these people who are insisting that stores and business establishments, instead of saying Happy Holidays or a season's greeting, start saying Merry Christmas. Don't they understand, like I mentioned earlier in the program, that they're further polluting and perverting the birth of the Christ? I don't get that. I don't get that. Obviously, I'm not supposed to get it. So to hell with it. You know, just to hell with it. Janet's calling from Miami. I think do we have Janet now? Hey, Janet.
Yes. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
It's a privilege to be able to speak to you, and I just get nervous just saying that you know, I wish that my Spanish people could also listen to you and at least understand you, because if I listen and I learned so much from you, there's so many that cannot understand you and hear you, and many of us that need your information cannot get it. I think many of us are being forced to be part of this collective madness. And the media, of course, doesn't help, and the Spanish media helped less.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I cannot identify who I work for, but it's the case. And there's so little of the information we can bring out, and it's so selective. Mm-hmm. That is amazing. It's really amazing. And, for example, as you were talking about all these crazy stories of kids, I was telling the producer that, for example, a reporter called me and said, do you believe they call me from school that they want to see me because they have a serious problem with my son? He's 5 years old. And the serious problem is because he's used to hugging all these little girls in class.
Right.
And they judging it as something like very, very wrong. And of course, it's counseling.
So he's 5 years old.
He's 5 years old. And he was so upset. So I started doing all this research because I've heard you the other day about the 10-year-old girl that from Philadelphia was arrested because she had some pair of scissors. And I said, well, let's try to do a story. So we're working on that. But
I was going to say, you work in media, right?
Correct.
Yeah, you want to say for who or no?
No, I cannot. I cannot because, unfortunately, what people have to understand that when I say we all have to be part of this collective madness.
I hear you.
Because we're so involved that I'm a single mom. I have to pay rent, and it kills me. It kills me of how much I have to information I cannot give out.
I hear you.
Because, you know, it's like everybody's a victim.
Let me ask you, why is that the case, Janet, in the Latino community or the Hispanic community? When the last time I worked at CNN International, right down the hall from us was CNN Español, in Español.
Mm-hmm.
And I, as far as I know, they didn't have too much of a problem reporting the same things that CNN Domestic was reporting. But, yeah, when I've watched Telemundo or what are some of the other ones, Kathy, we get about five.
Univision,
we get about
four or five
Spanish language channels, and sometimes I tune in just to see, you know, if I can put together words and phrases, and they talk too fast. I mean, I can't do it, but or else I think too slowly. But what is it about Hispanic media that they don't be more critical of this administration? Is it fear? I guess it would be fear, wouldn't it?
Well, Mike, you have to understand something. A couple of years, I would say about 5 years before, 10, 7, they were not owned by big corporations.
Right.
Now they are.
I see.
Telemundo is owned by NBC, GE, and Univision is owned by Disney. So from there, the limitations.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Yeah. I didn't realize that. I guess I should have known that, but I did not. So, yeah, okay.
Yeah. And so they also, I'm sure there's a lot of limitations coming from the top, because you don't want to make people aware of this. That's why Spanish media gets so many soap operas. That's the understanding. You keep stupid programming because you want to keep them stupid. Because if you make them aware,
right,
then you have a lot of people protesting. So you don't want that. You want to keep them happy. You give them stupid programs, because if you turn into those Spanish programs and you see them, I see them. I say, oh my God! If any American turns to see this, they're going to be, I'm so embarrassed. If they're going to be seen, they think we're clowns.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, they keep us entertained, because you know, after cleaning 5 houses a day to survive, you want to come home. You don't want to be informed. You want to be entertained.
Oh, yeah. I completely understand what you're saying, Janet. It's just bizarre. It's bizarre. What is your country of birth?
Colombia.
Colombia?
Yes.
It's just crazy. And it's getting crazier and crazier. I share your concern. It's not just Spanish language stations, as you know, or networks that are putting out crappy information. English language are doing the same. You know as well as I do.
I know. That's why Radio America has been so helpful for many of us that want to keep informed with additional information, different information.
Mm-hmm.
I, for example, live in Miami, and you know how difficult it can be.
Right.
And
right.
Just one guy, Francisco Aruca, he has a program. Struggling to, he even promotes Radio America. He tells people, if you speak English, please try to listen to them, so you will see how people are really criticizing the government. It's not that everybody's with the government, because that's what you Spanish people see.
Yeah.
So he's very helpful, but he's just one person, one radio station in this big Miami. That, you know, it's
right.
Amazing. And the thing is, one thing I wanted to add, Mike, is that we from other countries, see Bush as something that somehow, unfortunately, America deserves, because America has kept in ignorant of the rest of the world.
I understand.
It's like a punishment that is well deserved. We deserve this clown, because people don't read. People just think the world is only 40 minutes of news, and it's not.
I know.
It's so sad.
I certainly share your concerns. Hey, listen, it's good to hear from you, Janet. I hope you call again, okay? I've got a boogie. I've got to move on here, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for checking in. You have a nice evening. We're just about coming up on a break here, aren't we, Kathy? Yeah, I think so. Marie is calling from Seattle. Marie, welcome to the program.
Well, hi.
Hey.
Mike?
Yeah, hi, Marie.
Well, it's about time. I was almost ready to give up again.
Never give up. Never, Marie. Hey, listen.
Well, what I wanted to say
Well,
is
wait.
My,
hey, Marie, hold on just a second, because guess what? I got bad news. I got good news, too. Here's the bad news. I got to put you on hold because we have to do commercials. Here's the good news. I'm going to come right back and take your call, okay?
Oh, just don't let me go, Mike, because
I won't.
The first time I've been able to get through.
I won't, Marie. I'm coming back, I swear.
Okay. Okay, I got it. Hold on.
Don't do anything rash. Just hold on. Hold on. Be right back. This is Air America.
Every time you leave, you go out to play. America fans, there's a magazine you need to read. Mother Jones, your best source for no-holds-barred investigative journalism. This week, Mother Jones is offering a crazy introductory subscription price of just $10 for a full year. Subscribe now and get Mojo's eye-popping new issue. Read about how U.S. soldiers are speaking out and refusing to go to Iraq, how America has hired potential war criminals to do the dirty work in Iraq, and the scandals that may cost House Majority Leader Tom DeLay his job. Go to MotherJones.com. Just $10 for a full year at MotherJones.com.
Some say peace in the Middle East is impossible. I beg to differ. This year we mark two anniversaries that remind us just how possible it is. 25 years ago, Egypt and Israel made peace. Why did Egypt turn toward peace after rejecting it for decades? Above all, because its courageous leader Anwar Sadat came to realize the futility of war. He found in Israel an eager partner for peace. And 10 years ago, a peace treaty was signed between Jordan and Israel. When Jordan's King Hussein was finally ready, he too found an eager partner in Israel. Yes, peace is possible, but it requires leaders of vision. Tragically, that's precisely what's been missing among the Palestinians. Had they taken a cue from Egypt and Jordan, perhaps this year we'd be marking three anniversaries, not two. Still, I'm grateful for the two anniversaries. They should remind us never, ever to abandon hope in the possibility of peace. Visit us at ajc.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600 at over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide. The small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
This is your 30-second Vanguard Insight on expense ratios. When comparing mutual fund expense ratios, the smaller the number, the more money you keep. Ratios that start with whole numbers? Not good. If you see a decimal point first and then the numbers? Better. Expense ratio too high? Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Would you like to lose those extra pounds? CarboBlocker is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you results. We're so confident that CarboBlocker works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of CarboBlocker and fit back into your favorite jeans again. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
about 9 before the hour. To the crew that helped produce the program tonight, thanks. Jason Isaac, Colin Tipton, engineered in New York. Linda Blake handled the phone calls in New York. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall. MaximumInteractive.com is my webmaster at MikeMolloy.com. Check it out. Ben Birch in Illinois. WhiteRoseSociety.org. Thanks, Ben. Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. And Catherine Bay here in Atlanta, the senior producer or executive producer. What's your title now? Executive producer, same thing? Okay. My kid's mom? No, that's been taken. All right, back to Marie in Seattle. All right, Marie, here we are.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Well, you know, what I wanted to say in regard to Social Security, you know, to start with, there's a lot of us out here that are just shaking in our boots sometimes, you know, just to meet payments and things like that. And
sure.
I don't know about anyone else, but I can't even afford to shop in Value Village. It's a secondhand place, hardly, mm-hmm. you know, to buy clothes and things. But one thing I wanted to say, too, is I think that his plan, you know, is just with them privatizing it, you know, I think it's just another way to quietly and slowly chip away at the Social Security thing and, you know, to siphon it off. And what I think they need to do, if he needs money, why can't they get it from the penal system, you know, the prisoners? I don't think they need all that much per capita or yearly to house each one of those guys. Let them stay in there. But just reduce, you know, the money that they put out.
Okay, Marie, then, hold on a second. See, here's the problem.
Yeah.
The federal government has say only directly over federal prisoners. Do you know how many federal prisoners there are who are locked down simply because they had marijuana or cocaine? In other words, drug charges, not violent crime, not rape, murder, arson.
I can see that.
Yeah,
about that part of it.
About
yeah.
70 or 80.
I know where you're going with that.
Yeah, about 70 or 80% of the people in federal penitentiaries are there for drug or drug-related crime. And that's a terrible reason to lock people up. Now, secondly, I would think that the way to finance, but all Bush needs to do, if he really wants to shift Social Security from a public a social program to private, if he wants to finance, it's going to cost $2 trillion. All he has to do is take back that rich or that tax cut he gave to the two tax cuts he gave to the rich folks in this country.
Yeah.
Now, he's not going to do that, and the rich folks love him for it. So if they do try to shift Social Security, it's going to bankrupt the entire nation. We're going to go down. We're going to end as a society. It's as clearly as if somebody bombed us, because our monetary system will be gone, our economic system destroyed. So what the only thing we can hope for, Marie, is that Democrats, I know it's rough relying on Democrats in Congress, but the Democrats in Congress and a few so-called moderate Republicans will not let this happen.
What else I wanted to say is in regard to, it always seems like he's always looking for places to dip in, you know, other places to get money for this and that. He's such a money-grubbing thing. But if there could be a movement here in the United States with all your listeners to get on the next ballot to put a moratorium on any pay raises for those in the government, and that they would have to have it, we would have to vote on them getting a raise, and that they would have to grovel for money for a change.
In other words, you'd like to slap around. Well, the only problem with that, Marie, is that most of the people now in Congress are either wealthy or millionaires, and they don't need the money that the 130 or 140,000 that they earn. They couldn't care less. They make their money other ways. So I don't mean to shoot down your ideas, Marie.
Yeah.
I mean, I hear what you're saying. I hear your frustration. I share it. But
and what about having Donald Trump go and tell him that he's fired?
That's the best thing you've said all night. That
yeah,
I like.
He should go and sit around that table in the White House there and look over at him and tell him, you're fired.
I love it. I love it. Marie, thank you for checking in.
Oh, yeah, and there's just one more thing that I wanted to say is if you ever see, what's her name, Randy?
Yeah.
Tell her I've been trying to get a hold of her to talk to her, too. She's really a pip. But
I'll tell her, Marie, we got to go. We're out of time. I'll tell Randy that Marie from Seattle says you're a pip, and she's trying to get a hold of you, okay? All right. Thanks, Marie. We can do that, can't we, Kathy? Will you fire off an email to Randy real quick? Okay. Thank you, honey. John is calling from Phoenix. John, I hate to do this because we only have about 40 seconds left. This is terrible. You're going to have to call me back tomorrow, but go ahead. I can give you 30 seconds.
Hey, I just wanted to say you wanted me to keep in contact with you with my son in Iraq. Haven't heard anything new.
Okay, he's working the special ops thing, and it's been about 2-3 months since you've heard where he's at or what he's doing.
You bet.
All right. Yep. Well, that's hellish, and I hope you soon get good word that your son is okay.
Well, right. I saw this on the news the other day about the armored cars with Donald Rumsfeld. It really set me off.
I'll bet it did. Yep. Hey, listen, John, I got to go. I want you to call me tomorrow, then we'll talk, all right? We're out of here. We're out of time. Thanks, pal. Thanks for participating tonight. I appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Osama bin Laden's new tape praises terrorists who struck the U.S. consulate in Saudi Arabia last week. U.S. intelligence analysts are highly confident the voice on the tape is that of bin Laden. An intelligence official says there are no explicit threats, but the tone is consistent with bin Laden's previous statements. Iraqi insurgents continued their attacks in Baghdad, shooting to death an Iraqi official in the communications ministry. Laura Iyama has more.
In Baghdad, an Iraqi communications ministry official was gunned down on his way to work. A roadside bomb in Baghdad killed 3 Iraqi National Guardsmen. In Karbala, more checkpoints are in place near the holy shrines. Wednesday's bomb blast just before evening prayers killed 10 and wounded its apparent target. The top deputy to Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani is a high-profile proponent for Iraq's elections. Laura Iyama, Washington.
For the first time since last December, Saddam Hussein has met with one of his defense lawyers. Saddam's legal team says the meeting lasted more than 4 hours. Saddam is expected to be one of the last members of his regime to face trial. Now is the time to reform the Social Security system. That's how President Bush closed a two-day White House economic conference.
The Social Security system is safe today, but is in serious danger as we head down the road of the 21st century. And this problem's got to be confronted now.
The president pushed for a partial privatization.